Yes, everybody. What's happening? Stephen Alson, joined by Joe McGrath.
Good evening.
All right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Freezing. I'm wondering if there's heaters in here that I can put on.
Is there a heater in there? You can blow it a bit faster.
It's dead hot in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit hot.
I love it. It's absolutely freezing in there. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. United have beaten West Ham 2-1 at Old Trafford thanks to two penalties from Paulo Pogba. And we are sponsored by the good fellas at BetBull as well. And we are giving away a signed Marcus Rashford shirt. We're actually giving away two times signed Marcus Rashford shirts if you're interested in that kind of caper, because we've got one which we are going to be giving away for those on Patreon. And you can find out all the details about that in the description below. And we're also doing one which we are giving away for you guys, the general publics. And to get involved in winning one of those Marcus Rashford signed jerseys, all you got to do is hit the link in the description and come follow me on there at Mr. Stephen Howson over on BetBull. It's simple as.
Easy as that.
Simple as. And
is it an extra large? Can I wear it if I win it?
I haven't bought them yet, so...
All right, yeah. Extra large, please.
I don't even know if it's going to be the home one. It might be the away one. It might be the pink one. I said I'll wait and find out what the winner wants, and then I'll sort it out for them. Should we have a quick look at the bets, actually? Because I think you'll find, as I said there, up to £100 in free social bets with BetBull. Link in the description. Because I actually had a couple of bets come in this weekend.
Did you? You actually won for once. We're doing this for a couple of weeks now, and...
I'm garbage.
Yeah, but which ones have you won?
Boom, that one there right on the screen. United to win against West Ham 2-1, 7-1 with BetBull. So that's what I put on yesterday.
Happy days.
I also had Lukaku as any time scorer, and that didn't come in.
No.
My other one, my Acca that I did on...
Wednesday?
Thursday club. I said I had Tottenham Huddersfield with both teams not to score, which obviously happened because Tottenham nailed them. It's a good performance actually today from Tottenham.
Indeed.
But yeah, so if you fancy any bit of that, you want to come and follow me on BetBull. It'd be much appreciated if you do. They've been very good to me this month. And I'm going to be giving away something. So it's free to download the app. Come and download the app and come and follow me on there, and you will be in with a shout of winning a signed Marcus Rashford. Right, should we talk about a game then or what?
Interesting one to get going on, because it was difficult. I've sat here the last couple of weeks now, and it's been two defeats, which is unfortunate. 2-1 against Wolves, and I've sat here against Barcelona 1-0. Now we're here for a 2-1 win.
High five.
However, it was a bit to and fro in. West Ham come away with a good performance at Old Trafford. They don't come away with 3 points. They come away with, they're probably heads held high, which I don't know how many points you get for that.
Can I just say, they were better than us.
100%.
They didn't deserve the first goal offside. We took two penalties. I mean, their goal was a bit scrappy, but we took two penalties to actually... I don't remember many more shots on goal. I don't remember the keeper making too many saves, if any, actually, off the top of my head. To be fair, the second one was the most obvious penalty I've ever seen.
The first one is... it's one of those, isn't it? It's one day it'll give it. Do you know what people in the... when I was watching, it was like, oh, VAR. I know what VAR would say for that. I still think that would split people right down the middle. And them kind of decisions...
Like a chainsaw.
Like, like a chainsaw. People were like, what do you do for
messy
that?
Messy that,
though. What?
Messy that, though.
Yeah, it was a bit messy.
Anyway, right. So I thought it were better than us.
Yeah.
I thought it was fast. You're trying to finger my hole again.
Yeah, because they played better or because we played bad?
We played bad.
So then they just capitalised on
right.
That.
There was at one point in the game, turned around to the lad standing behind us, and I said, we've rotated too much here. We obviously had a couple of forced changes on the back of suspensions, which some of those very happy with.
No,
we also had there is no young watch today. Do you know what we actually did? We have got a new young watch video, which isn't ready yet.
Is it coming?
But it's absolutely fantastic. Hang on, do you know
could
what
could win an Oscar?
William, stand by, throw this in.
What are you doing getting your young... And what is it, a little...
I'm just wondering if I can show it you guys on here.
As a little preview, a little trailer.
I'm going to show it you on here because it's mega. it's mega, but it's bad. It's one of them you go, I don't think we can use that. Let me find it. When did he send it me? Yesterday? No, Thursday, I think. Let me find it.
Just wait for people watching.
Just, yeah, you know.
This is Stephen Alston, scrolling through his iPad.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I think so. So, oh my god. If anyone who couldn't see it needed anything zooming in, it was a bird flying out of Ashley Young's mouth and then it shits in it. Classic Ashley Young.
Do you want that as the Young Watch graphic? Let me know in the comments if you do. Give us a like if you enjoyed that Young Watch graphic. Why do you always hate on Young? He's better than Shaw. No, he ain't. That's why.
Why was I bringing that up? You were bringing up Young because we couldn't actually have a go at him today. And the back four was completely different. You mentioned just how many changes United need to make. That back four was like, I was looking at it thinking, my God. The Rojo, just seeing him in the squad was a bit like, is he going to be all right? The guy hadn't played. I don't think the guy even remembers he's a United player. They had to go and collect him from a farm somewhere in Preston. Come on, Ro, back
in. He was just feeding ducks.
Yeah, just feeding ducks.
He was feeding ducks. He got ducks. Starting at left back, and he was like,
what do you mean?
Okay.
All right. See you, Donald. And then the back four in total was just like, wow, is this our back four going against West Ham? There was moments where you just thought to yourself, this is actually happening. West Ham must have seen the back four and just thought, right, we're going to give it a go. Especially when they didn't see that our attacking options.
West Ham didn't look at our back four and go, we'll give it a go. West Ham, I think I said in my preview, this could be a basketball game.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. And to be fair,
no, but the confidence must have increased for West Ham when they saw that back four.
Oh, probably.
You're seeing this. That's happening.
I mean, Dalot's weaknesses is defending for a defender. Phil Jones could have an amazing game or could give you the game.
Yes.
I had some money on Rojo to get a yellow card as well because I thought I was like buying money.
Yeah.
I was wounded when he went off without getting yellow. I was like, how has he managed that? I thought I was like the biggest tap-in of the night.
There was one point in the first half where Rojo goes for a clearance, right? And it kind of, he's got all the time in the world to boot it. And all you got to do is defend in that situation. When the ball's coming into the back end of the box and you don't know who's behind you, you don't know if anyone's going to sneak up, but you just got to boot it away. And it kind of like, and he didn't, it wasn't a rash decision. He knew the ball was coming down and he just sort of shinned it. And it went out for a corner and that sort of carried on the thread.
Do you know what? He actually gave the free kick away prior to that as well.
Yeah. It just didn't look like he was sharp enough. And then someone was questioning Martial's and Lingard's match fitness, like the sharpness, the way they were playing as well, which was...
Mr. Singh in the comments, it says, Young better than Shaw. His delivery is better on the left side. He's used to be playing on the left-hand side. One, he's right-footed. Two, if you looked at what I put out on Twitter the other day, left side, right side, doesn't matter, the delivery from Young is shite. Against Crystal Palace earlier this season, 0 from 11 crosses again from Ashley Young. He's not better on the left-hand side. If anything, he's worse on the left-hand side. It's hard to really quantify how bad he is, and I don't want to make this all about Young again, but this is what ends up happening when someone puts in...
Can
I just say a quite frankly fucking ridiculous comment and a ridiculous opinion that Shaw is better, not as good as Young. And this is what ends up happening. I end up replying to these rather just than actually talking about what's going on with it.
Yeah.
So, when Ashley Young cuts in on his right foot on that left-hand side, what happens is everyone's forward runs. We saw Marcus making some good runs today, and Lukaku's actually got 0 from 6 crosses today, but they were good crosses, most of them. Ones where you're like, oof. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was someone nearly on that.
Yeah.
Right area, right movement, good work. Do it again. Not ones where, like when Young broke the other day, Marcus has steamed into the box, he's steamed into the right wing, and then he's nearly knocked the cameraman out of the gantry on the top of the front
someone
of tier
just
one.
Themselves
he's just
got
like
a nice cup of coffee all over
what are you doing? There's a difference in those crosses. But when he's on the left hand side, Young, he cuts in. And those good runs that you've seen made by the forwards, it's not just about the completion rate of them. Those good runs made by the forwards then check the run.
Yeah.
And then they have to come back. And then you wonder why it looks like our forwards can't win anything in the air against people. It's because he's putting crosses in behind them and stuff. I don't know how to explain it.
Anyway, Young wasn't even playing.
Anyway, can we talk about something positive today? One, 3 points, still in the fight. And
yeah,
I think there's going to be some serious movement. Serious movement. With top four this weekend.
It's because quite weird because you've got Chelsea against Liverpool.
Chelsea
tomorrow.
Liverpool.
A draw would be
both
perfect.
Teams to lose would be what we're going for,
yeah.
Really. There. Can we get both teams to lose?
Please.
Can we get the odds on both teams to lose? And then we've got Arsenal going to Watford on Monday, which I think is a banana skin. Mm. I don't know if they'll lose, but I think they might draw.
Which will be perfect. Two draws. Liverpool,
two draws
Chelsea.
Be absolutely
I know
fantastic
what we want, isn't it?
With us, won't it?
But yeah, like you say, it was important that we do get these wins. So that this top four, because obviously the defeat when Solskjaer says we need to win 6 out of 8, the defeat that comes to Wolves away puts us sort of like nail in the coffin a bit. But we're kind of stretching out, making this positive 3 points, even though you didn't think the game was actually positive itself. 3 points on the board. At the end of the day, it's all that matters.
Do you know what was positive? The young fella called Fredge.
Do you like him today? So he tweeted saying that he was
mint. I'm just going to try and get the live league table up because I just want to have a quick. It's on there, isn't it?
And that'd be
that's
two,
the live league table. I do apologise. We have the live league table up on here. Just have to wait for it to rotate round.
It'll rotate round any second now.
It'll come round. I think it's the next one. Because I just wanted to have a quick look at what the league table is. There we go. So United are up into fifth.
Yeah.
We've got Chelsea there, but we don't have a game in hand on them, I think. But we do play them. I think
that'll be a game, won't it?
See, that's what I need. Need the bloody games on there as well. Let me get the table up.
Yeah. So Fred was good, which means two, because it was the run of form for Fred. You've seen him on all occasions do a Champions League game where he does put in a good performance, but it was that follow-on performance that always seems to let him down, that consistency. So you're saying he's got two
back-to-back games? In fact,
bring
not
Barcelona
only would I say,
away, let's have it.
Not only would I say he's had two good games, I'd say he's been our best player in them two games.
Comfortably.
He was mint today. Do you know what? I thought him and McTominay did a very good... I don't know, but it's got to be Fred or we're fighting.
Man of the match, anyone?
What I thought the crack was today with Fred, that was different. So we're on 33, Arsenal are on 32, everybody else apart from City are on 33. So we're 2 points off Chelsea, same games, and 3 points off Tottenham, same games. So we do need... I mean, a draw for Arsenal puts them... I think just ahead of us on goal difference, mm-hmm. but we'd be on 64 points again. So that would be a great result, really, I think, going into the back end of the season. So it'd put us back down into six, but we would only be 2 points off Chelsea, which means we beat them in 2 weeks. We're above them. And I still think there's three away games left for Arsenal, I believe. And I think Spurs, despite how they've done since moving into the stadium, there's still a banana skin in there. They've lost 10 games this season. They're going to lose
the
at least
game,
one more.
Midweek as well, City turn things around. Their heads drop a bit. Top four can seem a bit
that's
far
the
away.
One.
But that's the hope, innit? Because obviously, we can hope these results don't go for United, but then United have to get the results themselves, which, I mean... It was all right today. It was difficult to watch. I don't think things were clicking in the final third. I was excited to see Martial and Lingard back on the pitch for United, but there was something... I mean, what do you think of Lingard's performance today?
Poor. I thought Jesse was quite poor today.
Loved to start. Did you see when he was kicking off? Loved that. He looked like he was ready for it.
I thought... one explanation potentially for Jesse's performance could be the fact that you played him and Mata. They're a little on the similar side for me in terms of what they offer. Jesse offers you a little bit more defensively because of his work rate and his movement. but I think when you play both of them together, unless you give them very specific instructions, you could have thrown a blanket over both of them.
Yeah.
They were in each other's way, they was in each other's pocket, and you basically just nullified one of them because they're both in the same spot. If you have someone... as we saw at the end of the game, really, even just Mason just holding a position out there, because someone has to... Here's what people don't get. When someone stands there, someone has to mark that guy. When you're both holding hands like this together, one person can deal with you, like, and then you can go and deal with someone else, so you end up with numerical superiority.
Matter today?
Again, the same. Him and Jesse took away from each other's performances, for me. Like I saw someone in the comments before, didn't even realise Matt was playing at one point.
There was an element of that. First penalty goes, and I think Matt just looked like he looked like he was trying quite hard, but nothing was kind of happening for him because obviously, you know, he's getting on. But he's the club legend, and we quite like him. He's one of the, you know, he's an old school, he's an old style player for us now. Even though we haven't, you know, it's been like what 4 or 5 years.
Is he the leading scorer in his time here? Out of everybody,
I think
here?
So. I remember reading that once, but Mata just looking like he was still trying to give something to the United fans, going, you know what, I'm still here. But the more he tried and the more him and Jesse got in each other's
way. Alex Keane in the comments says, stop backing Lingard, he's not good enough. Rewind, you fucking idiot. What have I just said? What did I just say? What did I say when you said Jesse Lingard?
He said he wasn't good enough.
Not good enough.
His best performance.
Not good enough, right? Wash your fucking ears out, mate. Jesus Christ. Do people literally just... Let me just tell you this one, right? I had a girl message me yesterday. Didn't watch this video. Didn't watch this video, but I don't agree with what you said. Are you telling me you didn't agree with what you didn't hear me say? Are you fucking serious? And I said, that's an idiotic comment. And she went, don't call me an idiot. I said, I didn't. I said, your comment was idiotic. You can't tell me you don't agree with what I said when you've not even watched the video to find out what I actually fucking said. Jesus Christ.
Probably
the people we have to deal with. I'm going to do, for you guys on Patreon, I'm going to start doing a comments below style video where we just yesterday a guy was like, we need a guy that can score 20 a season. When was the last time we had that? Last season. It was when we had that, mate.
So what you're saying is you're going to get up and you're just going to go out.
I'm just going to read them. I couldn't write comedy better than some of the bollocks that just gets written in my comments.
Let's see what people say.
Mental. I mean, even there. Eat people in there. Glosser play right wing. What do you think? I think we've not had a good right winger that long. That people think that DeLow can play right wing. Marshall overrated, by the way, he plays so great. I don't think he's overrated, but he hasn't been good of late.
Yeah, none of the front three today seemed like anything was going for them. There was moments where they would break on the wing and you thought, come on, but then West Ham just seemed to be able to deal with it quite well. And I was thinking to myself, well, we've got to capitalise on these moments better, considering we've got to go to Barcelona. And the thing is, if you want to get to the semi-final Champions League, you have to score. And if there's a playground for them three boys to try and get some goals in the back of the net before that unbelievably hard trip to the Nou Camp, you know, if that was the playground, Old Trafford, R5 kickoff, everyone's up for it, sun was shining across Manchester, you go out and try.
But it was cold.
Yeah, it was freezing, yeah. But sun was still
everyone
shining.
Everyone was like, oh, sun's out, I'll just put a thin jacket on.
Freezing. That's the moment then boys should have hopefully put some goals in the back of the net. Didn't work out, which was sad.
No, everyone's going, what's gone wrong? Well, as I said, all the way towards the end of Jose's reign, it's less about the manager than people want to give it credit for. You'll get an uplift of 10-15% with one good manager, and you'll get a decrease of similar with a bad manager. Ollie has come in, he has lifted players, he has elevated the mood.
Yeah,
but you can only piss with the cut you got, Joe.
I've tried to do it the other way. It's not been successful. I got kicked out of that bar.
But do you know what I mean? Like, the managers say it themselves because it's true. You've never heard that in a press conference?
Never heard that in a press conference.
Coming soon to a press conference near you. You can only do what you do with the players. Like, Sir Alex Ferguson was the best manager ever, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so why for three seasons didn't we win the league from 2004, 2005, 2006? Was it because he didn't know what he was doing? Yeah. I'd assume not. When he didn't win the league at first with United in the 80s and we came 13th a couple of times, was that because he was a shit manager? I mean, he'd be right out the door now if that was the case, by the way. Or was it the fact that he needed time to assemble the squad that he was going to go and do stuff at both of them times? You know, we went through a period where we brought in Barteses and Tim Howards and Taibbis, and we was playing Kieran Richardson left back and Sylvester and
Carroll,
Cleberson and all that lot, right? And then actually started transforming that team and bringing in the likes of Wayne Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo, Michael Carrick, Vidic, Evra. So was it more on the fact that the players actually, he got the players in to make his vision, or is it on how good the manager is? It's more about the players than people are willing to give credit for, because we all want to believe there's a fucking hero. We all want to believe there's one man that knows everything about what he's doing. You know, on paper, Jose Mourinho was the best manager we could have had. You look at what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer achieved in the Premier League, God, this is fucking ridiculous. How he can't come in and do this, but he can, because he's got a different mentality and a different mindset, which might suit our squad and our players better. But he still needs to bring in reinforcements. Bringing in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going to make Young fucking suddenly start defending.
And that back four of what Ollie has to pick from that. But this summer will be one of the biggest transfer windows ever in Manchester United.
Should be.
Will it be?
Because if it's another like last summer where we buy a backup fucking right winger maybe and a fifth choice goalkeeper now and...
Let's see. And then Fred was obviously, it looks like he's going to become all right. But what we did last season, considering we were how many points behind City, and what we did was just not reinforce at all. But then they go and break their own transfer fee. It's just, you know, pull the finger out, don't they? But there's positives.
There's lots of positives to be had. Mason Greenwood was getting a few more minutes, was another positive. And it's interesting he brings him on at times when we're like, we need a goal.
Yeah, we do.
he's not scared to bring him on. I give him that, but I just don't think he's putting enough youngsters on the bench regularly. Like, there was an opportunity today. Like, you bring in DeLow, fair enough. Yeah. Like, he's been playing regularly. He's been having up and down, but mostly up performances. And then you bring in Rojo for what?
You'd like to see someone else on the pitch?
I'd like to see a fullback that's playing regular football.
Yeah,
especially Rojo's not even playing 23s or reserve football.
I don't know where Rojo's been. Like I said,
Leo Connor, Brandon Williams, Ethan Laird. There's not a lot between them. They all offer something totally different as footballers. Depending on what Ollie wants them to do as a job, one of those could have done a job. I believe Brandon got sent off today in the 18s. I wasn't watching. I've told him, like, when he makes his senior debut, I'm just putting everything on him to get a yellow card every week because he's a fucking nightmare in a good way.
You do that,
love him to bits, but he's a nightmare.
Yellow card every single game, like a Joey Barton kind of guy. Oh, that's smart, Joey Barton. See that video?
I believe Joey Barton's in trouble today as well.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one video I was talking about.
Alright, no, I haven't seen a video of it. I didn't know there was a video.
Yeah, the police stopping him as the car trying to leave the
train. Has he smacked him?
I don't know.
Has he allegedly smacked him?
Allegedly, I think.
Alright, I think we've got some questions from United Review over on Twitter. Let's have a look at those. Lewis says, we need some fullbacks so badly. Dalopo in Young's absence, Rojo never a backup left back, got to be a priority for summer. I think if you can trust the youth for left back, because Shaw's your main man. I think you all know my feelings about right back.
Yeah, definitely.
I think more or less. Should we see what some of y'all on Patreon are saying? See what the good folks on there have got for us. And so, did anyone have any winners today? Let me know in the comments if you've had any winning bets today. Did anyone back my bet yesterday? And get 2-1 right. I can't find Discord. Where has it gone? Let's get Discord up. Questions. Shitloads of them. Alrighty. Jack, shut up. Luke, Marshall just doesn't seem bothered, does he? There's always the element of that with Berbatov, though, and I think in a winning team, it looks cool almost.
Yeah, but we're not winning.
If Cantona was in this team, you'd have been like, listen, he's a French twat, look at him.
Yeah, go away, man. What are you doing?
But in a winning team.
If we were winning and Marshall was on the pitch, we'd look cool as fuck, unfortunately. We aren't getting we've got a result today.
Interesting point here from Jaffa. Should Greenwood have been bought on earlier? And not necessarily. Oh, hang on, what was this? West Ham are disgusted by a video on social media of their fans singing Ernest's Messick songs. Oh, shock that it's West Ham fans not. Should Greenwood have been bought on earlier? Are Ollie's subs that good, he says. I'm not sure about Greenwood. I thought it was decent timing. It was 20 minutes or so to bring him on. But are Ollie's subs that good? Now, going back to my point that I made a second ago, he brought on Andreas Pereira at fullback when he had a fullback on the bench.
Yes, and that was what you wonder, you question what was going on there.
Now, on one hand, I go, well, we're pressing forward, we're trying to score a goal.
Can he push
it
up?
Was it in?
He's not made a sub yet, considering he was an impact sub himself, where it's changed the game almost in the last couple of fixtures.
Not where that person changed.
Not where that person
changed. But in Paris, it was super brave with the substitution.
We had to, man. If we got beat, it was game over.
Jose wouldn't have. Jose didn't bring Chong on against Juventus when we were so dominated, it wouldn't have made a difference what he did. He could have put himself on, it wouldn't have been any better or worse. Ollie brought both of them on, Chong and Mason. What an absolute baptism that is for the pair of them. Loki, the back four fielded today shows how much rebuilding Ollie has to do. How much lube do we need on Tuesday? I've got a big order in.
I got lots of lube ready.
Clip that up, send it me, please. Brian says, am I right that Andreas's contract is up in the summer? If so, do you think it should be renewed? Will or should it be renewed? I think he might be one of them, actually.
Yeah, it's gone.
See, there could be such an absolute exodus. Rojo could lead all the Spanish players out the door, or Spanish speaking players out the door. Valencia's already gone, club captain. Herrera could be next out the door, Rapido. You could see Mata, you could see De Gea, you could see Rojo. And think about it, you must have worked, I think we spoke about this last week, worked someplace when someone's bounced and you've gone, oh shit now.
Yeah, everything's done now. And that little Spanish sort of hold that was in the United squad that the people used to go out for meals together, it used to look like that was
big,
that sort of chemistry. But if players just get the chop and are out, and you know, where does that leave it?
I think it's a very, very real possibility that they could all go, to be honest with you. Milan says, do we have to question Ollie's selection slightly today? This is what I said earlier. I think we rotated a bit too much. Gamble paid off.
Yeah.
But he rested Mata. Sorry, no, he didn't. He rested Lindelof, Rashford and McTominay. So I think that's his spine for
Tuesday
night.
He's going for Tuesday night.
I think so.
Which is interesting.
Obviously, the fullbacks were rested anyway.
Barcelona made 10 changes today.
And shit in it.
They got beat.
Absolutely,
yeah,
shit in it.
Probably, do you know what?
Shit in it.
They're just making sure everything's going to be okay.
Who was the one player they didn't change?
I don't think it's a goalie. I will double check that. But they made 10 changes today. They got
shit
beat, though. They got
it.
Beat. But like you say, they did make a lot of changes. Could be
keep seeing
it.
Scott McTominay everybody on the bench. Jesus fucking
going,
Christ,
yeah, in the nightmares and the flashbacks of Scott McTominay. But yeah, but whatever happens with that spine ollie on the come midweek, fuck man.
Three-headed Hydra, was Lukaku moving out wide so often part of the overall game plan? I think it ended up being I don't think that was the initial game plan, but it ended up being. Matt says the fact we look more threatening in the last 15 minutes partly down to Mason coming on the right hand side creating space. Yes, now people will be like, Mason did fuck all, and granted he had one touch, I think.
Yeah.
But as I was saying earlier, you could throw a blanket over Mata and Lingard. They was taken away from each other rather than adding to the team. Mason yeah. comes on, he stays wide. You've got Dalot, well, you don't have Dalot. You've got Pereira and Mason stretching the pitch that way. If instead of you being there to me, if you're over there a little bit, I've got time yeah. on the ball just that little bit, and it makes massive difference. Yes, Matt, I agree on that. Lingard hasn't been his usual self since his injury. Is he showing his true colours? Well, no, I think you've nailed it. He's not been his usual self since his injury. I think there's a lot of factors going into this, including a pre-season.
Yeah.
We've seen this adaptation to pressing style football from every team that's done it, from when they've gone from whatever they used to do, new manager, pressing system, it works, then it falls apart. I remember people absolutely panning City for it, and that's why they didn't win anything the first season. I remember people absolutely panning Jurgen Klopp for it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work over here, and this, that, and the other. And then the players got a couple of pre-seasons and they started to adapt to it. I hope, and I almost would be tempted to be like, and I know we're contractually obligated, fuck pre-season off. Do it in Altrincham,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
just play football.
Just get fit to whatever Ollie needs to do.
But no, we're all around the place. There's not even just in one place at this summer.
Connor says, do you start questioning Ollie's trust in the youth now? After all, Williams would have done better than Rojo did. Apart from him getting sent off in the derby this morning, I think you're probably right. But I think when you look at what was played, okay, Pogba doesn't really count, but look how many academy players we had on the pitch. You know, Rashford, Lingard, Pogba, Pereira, Mason. It's a lot of academy players.
It is.
Ant says, what do you think it will take to make Old Trafford a fortress again? Siege mentality works under Fergie, but it seems impossible with this generation of over-friendly footballers. What do you reckon?
Well, football again, when Ollie was back in charge for the first couple of games, Old Trafford was louder than ever. I don't know if that was just because Ollie was back at the wheel and we had that sort of Jose Mourinho's gone and the down football has changed and we were attacking. I'd really just think Old Trafford is at its best when United are attacking. So if Ollie wants to make United a fortress again, we go out and we give it in everything, and that attacking flair when we push forward, the crowd go with it, and the sort of sit back mentality that we've had over the last couple of years with Mourinho and Van Gaal and David Moyes, where we've allowed people to come at us, then that, of course, the crowd's going to be a bit shit, because it's like, are we watching this again? Are we really seeing West Ham coming at us here and probably going to do us over? But if United get the ball and push forward, and there was that flair of going forward, which there was in the first couple of games when we were scoring goals and things were turning our way, that's what makes United back to being the fortress, because obviously that's what it was like under Fergie when we were scoring all those goals, you know, and that's what it needs. But if we're going to sit back and let a team come from London or wherever just to play football against us, then of course we're going to be relaxed.
I think Ollie came in and had fresh approaches, and you got a little bit of bounce out of it doing that. And I think that there was a realisation that the way Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wants to play football,
yeah.
he can't actually play.
Yeah.
So I know you got a shoot soon, haven't you?
No, no.
What have you got about?
A couple more minutes.
All right, okay, sound. Is it a problem that we seem to be reliant on Rashford up front? He was a good footballer.
Yeah.
And I thought he shown that a little bit when he came on today. It wasn't his best performance, but I thought he was bright. And he was getting into some really good spots. I like to see him try and lead the line a little bit more, because I think he's very good at it. Mm. But obviously,
who do you think he likes to play with the most?
Well, I know in training him and Jesse are meant to absolutely tear it up, but they never really play together that
much. No, they need to. I think that's to beat against Barcelona, I think him and Jesse need to be on full form.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah, he's got to be behind PK and being an absolute nuisance. Not left, not right, middle.
Yeah.
The only question that's left to ask us this game is Rojo a better left back than Young is a right back? I mean, today versus Barcelona, yeah, but overall, Yeah. Brian McDermott, even though he was ruled offside incorrectly, how poor were Smalling and Jones letting Anderson get him through for his early goal?
Yeah, they were poor. It was like one of those things where who's picking him up?
Smalling's great in the air, but that's roughly it.
Yeah.
He's pretty limited in what he can do, innit? And there was at times today where, I mean, you think a professional footballer is meant to think quicker than I am.
Yeah.
Well, that's by the nature of what they are. And I'm looking at sometimes and I go, oh, there's a ball on there. And you can see Smalling recognise that ball being on. And then it takes him about as long as it would take me to position his body to fire a shot off. And you go, that looks so awkward. And professional athletes at the top level meant to be graceful and, like, mind-blowing and stuff like that. And
it's just, yeah, and they're getting paid.
Big up to Anthony Crowler as well for having a stone step in with possibly the greatest of all time last night, in a very graceful athlete in Lomachenko, who may or may not be something from the Matrix. So unfortunate. But big up to Anthony Crowler, and he'll have all of our support, I'm sure, as United fans and Mancunians in whatever he decides to do now. If he decides to hang him up, he's had an absolutely fucking belting career, so fair play to him. Cyanide says, where's the keen type in midfield to get everyone playing in these games? Too early to give Scott that mantle. We didn't have Roy Keane from 2005 and we did alright end of Fergie's era. You just need people who can play football. McSweeney, was it ever more obvious than today how our back line hinder us offensively? Starts at a back. Ahmed, is it obvious that the squad depth isn't good enough? I hope the board see a way to invest upwards of 200 million. This is the big one. If they don't invest this summer,
then it's just game over.
Ooh, it's going to get naughty in that ground.
Next year will be an absolute diabolical season.
We'll probably get overtaken by Arsenal next season if we don't. And probably Spurs.
And you don't want to let that slip.
No. And then we are literally 5th, 6th.
Right.
And you might even see Watford go ahead of you as well. Terrifyingly. Gino, do you think our drop in form is related to Ollie playing around with the different ideas for next season? We've seen kind of erratic. I think there's a lot of games. We've had some bad injuries and it's taken us a long time to get over them, I think. Sean, considering he's barely played, I thought Rojo was decent. Probably at fault for the first goal. Although De Gea's poor distribution. Did we talk about De Gea's distribution yet?
No.
No, we need to. Because it was shite. It was better to concede a throw-in and give them the ball than it was to let him pump it up. He put us under pressure so much, and I don't want to dig the guy
out. He does have games like that where it does get a bit too like, wow, what are you doing here, man?
Pumping it long to Lingard and Mata.
Not good.
Really? Come on, Dave, you're better than that. Blake says, do I feel some of the players already know their future at the club and that's why it's somewhat complacent? Do you know what? Maybe. Yeah. Have you ever given your notice in somewhere and then had to go in for a bit?
No, you've never done it? Never done
that.
Oh,
mate, I've done it. I had to give a year's notice to leave the army.
What?
Do you know what? Even if you think you can be professional, you fucking can't. Do you know how much Pro Evo I played in that time?
Bloody hell.
My regiment was in the middle of, like, multiple wars, like, so there was, I just fucking ghosted through. No one even knew I was there half the time. I'd just go in and I'd have a new boss for a week and I'd be like, oh, I just need to do this admin thing, and he'd be like, he was like, whatever, mate, and I'd just go back to my room and play Pro Evo for about 8 months. Got fucking well good, and then Pro Evo got shit. But it's hard.
Yes,
is the point I'm making. Even if you go, do you know what? No, I'm going to turn up and do an honest day's work.
Yeah,
it's still not the same as that edge that you have sometimes when you're trying to make things happen. Creation says, why is Pogba being played in the deep midfield role despite the fact he had a poor game today? He's clearly better in the final third. I thought he was decent today alongside Fred.
He was okay. Fred outperformed him.
I don't think we got overrun in midfield because I don't think they did much in midfield. Basketball game did a little bit. Did we miss McTominay today?
But there's a reason why. I think he was just resting him.
Would you like to see the forward three that finish more? Also, what's up with Tony? Again, don't know. Who's your man on that one? Fred was top all day long. Why do we struggle so much at home? Maybe it's because that we would like to play a little on the counter. We've not quite figured out that unlocking the door just yet, I don't think. And once we get that side of Ollie's game sorted out, the team that can play with double pivots, that puts it into the final third better, maybe Rapid Aids. How is it we can? No one in the squad can put a cross into the box. From Zach, It might be Marcus, might be the best crossroad of ball at the club.
100%, so you're going to play him out wide a bit more.
But I want him down the middle. Lukaku's not got a bad cross on him. You don't want him on the wing, though. Yeah. Can you imagine him tracking back? He's not going to track back. He's got more chance of me can run him than him. Ranabir, let's just say that the topic of what is Pogba's best position is over. A good midfielder took 2+ years to get this in his game, but now we have a ball-playing double pivot probably dictating midfield. Can only rely on this pair for next season and rely on only one midfield signing for the summer and not two? And if so, do we then prioritise a 6 or an 8? That's an interesting point, but if you play those two, in my opinion, if you played those two, Fred and Pogba together, I think you probably would lack someone like an 8, like an Ndombele to play alongside him. But you've got to have flexibility in your tactics, I think. And I still think we need two midfielders because there's going to be games when you want to rotate through. Fred's had two excellent games. I wouldn't cancel signing someone else though right now on the back of that.
Chill out for a bit.
Free-headed Hydra says, do you think that Pogba changing his penalty run-up is a sign that he's more focused for United?
Oh yeah, I thought when he got the penalty, I thought here we go, but then we just buried it.
But now he's in people's heads.
Yeah.
And he's probably in goalkeepers' heads.
Yeah, what's he going to do? I'm going to be
which is never a bad thing. Jabir says, I feel like we miss a driving force player a la Rooney in his prime. It's not just that, man. He was a driving force in a team of, like, imagine we had a Rio Ferdinand in his team, how different everything would be. Don't even talk about Van Dijk being fucking compared to Rio Ferdinand.
Don't get him on that, man.
My God. Yeah, we probably do miss a player like that. I don't know who that could be. There's not a lot of them in world football no more. No. Doesn't seem. Ryan, on the way back from OT, looks as if we played a 4-2-3-1. Do you think Pogba being deep as he was and the fullbacks not pushing forward contributed to the slow build-up and a diamond or a 4-3-3 would have helped? Again, I think it was down more to the people who was in the team. Like, you had Lingard. We were playing with 10 men, essentially, because Lingard and Mata was just doing the same thing. It was a waste of time. Would I take Blin back at centre-back? I was wounded when he went.
Yeah.
How are we so bad at corners, right? I don't know. The last good corner we put in was Solskjaer's winner in 1999. We haven't put a good corner in since then.
Shite.
Will says, realistic, moving the obvious from the first team, who would you replace? Well, it's just the obvious, isn't it? What do I think of going with Jesse as a false nine and Tony and Rashford ahead of him on the wings for the game against Barca? I've not even started to think about it yet.
Yeah, Barcelona's going
to
be different.
I'm probably going to spend tomorrow having to think about what formation to play and how the hell we do it. And to be honest, I don't want to see Young play, but he's gone, so that always throws me a little bit. Right, I think we're going to wrap it up there. But thank you guys for joining us. Someone again is just going off of himself saying, talk about Young's crossing, it's terrible, Young's is better. Well, it's not, is it? Because he's nearly 10% better. So, shut the fuck up. How does that sound? Thank you guys for joining us. Please make sure to check out the BetBull link in the description below. If you would like a Marcus Rashford jersey, it's free to enter. All you got to do is come and find me on the app, hit the search button and come and find it. It's Mr. Stephen Howson over on there. You can have a look at all the bets that I put on. This is the good thing about BetBull, right? That you can go and find, and it actually highlights people for you as well, that people who are winning stuff, people who've got high yields, people who have got consistently wins, and you can go and see what sort of bets they're putting on and decide whether you would like to put the same sort of bets on yourself. And I like that about it. I like that it's a good social app. And every acca that you make, so if I make an acca, there's like a chat room in that acca, so people are like, hey lads, what's going on? Are you cashing out on this bad boy or what?
That's cool.
So again, you can win a Marcus Rashford jersey just for downloading it and following me on there. And it's as simple as that. We're running that for the whole month, and I will announce the winner at the end of the month.
Do it, man.
And there's also the opportunity to come and see that. And you'll also get up to £100 in free social bets as well, depending on how much you deposit. Make sure you're over 18 when the fun stops, and all that kind of good stuff. Thank you guys for watching. Shit, Joe, the next time we're doing this is after Barcelona have probably absolutely
battered us. But it's going to be all right, because if not, we'll be in here absolutely living it up. Can't wait, man. It's going to be mega.
Right, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Oh, you're not done? You got something to say?
Bye. I said bye.
Bye. Laters.